Today, we're going to be talking about 5 signs that your ex still loves you. Hey there, it's Clay with modernlove.life, and we're out for another walk and talk video today. Today, we're going to be talking about 5 signs that your ex still loves you. The first one is that your ex and you are still in each other's lives when there's really no practical reason for you to be in each other's lives. It's like one thing if you have kids together or you work together or something like that and you have to deal with each other in some capacity or other. But if you don't need to be in each other's lives and you are in each other's lives in some sort of friendly or amicable capacity, then sure, that definitely shows there's some sort of love there between the two of you. Whether or not it's something that actually materializes or whether it's a good idea for you to explore that, that's another story. You know, my parents divorced when I was 4. Let's just say they definitely did not have a friendly relationship with one another. And I can definitely understand all that. And, you know, now that I'm an adult, I can see that for what it was and see it in a different sort of perspective. But, you know, it's always tough when you're a kid and you're going through all that sort of stuff with drama and all that sort of thing. And I'm always really impressed when I hear people who are able to be like really good co-parents together with their exes, and they are able to have this fairly healthy, encouraging, loving bond with one another. I think that's always a great, beautiful thing. It definitely demonstrates that there is love there between the two people in terms of whether or not that's something they're worth exploring. That, of course, is a conversation for another time, because just because you might feel something for someone, just because you might love someone, doesn't necessarily mean that the two of you should be in a relationship together. That, of course, is a conversation about compatibility and, you know, whether or not both of you can be happy with one another, or whether it just doesn't make sense for you to actually be together, because in order for that to happen, one of you or both of you would need to be unhappy. That's what happened between me and my big ex from the past. That's why we ultimately didn't work out, was because we just wanted different things in life. We just wanted to have this different experience of life, and it just didn't make sense for us to be together. The second sign that your ex still loves you is, sure, the two of you are in each other's lives in one fashion or other, but you actually are actively going out of your way to continue to interact with one another. Specifically, they're going out of the way to interact with you. Okay, obviously, if you're going out of your way to interact with them, it probably says, hey, you love them in some way. But, you know, here we're looking at your ex, and we're looking at saying, like, okay, do they still love me? If they're going out of their way to interact with you in a nice sort of way, that is to say, hey, you know, there's this thing coming up next weekend, you should come, or oh yeah, we're thinking of going camping at XYZ place. Do you want to come with us? Or hey, you know, it's been a while since you and I have really talked. Do you want to go get a coffee after the thing happens or whatever? So that's a real good sign that they actually do still love you. You know, this is something that I experienced with my big ex. You know, she called me and was basically in tears because she missed me and said that she just wanted to hear my voice and talk to me and connect with me. And then, you know, we set it up so where we were actually getting coffee like the next available weekend after that. And so that should come as like no surprise that your ex still loves you if they're making time and prioritizing spending time with you, or even creating future plans together, because that means that they see a future with you in it, and they're trying to create a future with you in it. Definitely a sign that the two of you, that at least they still have romantic feelings for you and that they still love you. Of course, there's also other smaller things as well too, like if they, you know, do physical touch with you, if they make physical friendly touch with you, and I mean, like obviously in like non-romantic ways, touching your shoulder when they're making a point, or doing like a little sort of friendly kind of like, you know, mock little, you know, like tap on the shoulder or something like that. Especially if they're not that way with other people, it definitely shows that there's emotions there between the two of you. Like if we don't feel comfortable with someone, if we don't feel connected or close with someone, we're not going to go out of our way to actually make physical contact with that person. A little love tap, or whether it's a loving caress or something like that, we're not generally going to go out of the way to do that unless we feel comfortable with that person. And usually if it's someone that we've had a romantic relationship with, there could be all sorts of reasons why we may not feel comfortable with that person. Fights, hurt feelings, betrayal, all those wonderful, amazing things that we may experience that cause a relationship to end in breakup. But if despite all of that, they're still being warm and friendly towards you, yeah, it probably says that there's some good, positive emotional feeling there that we could probably maybe connect the dots and say that they, you know, actually do, you know, love you. Moving on from that, we have the fact that your ex may still love you if they are leaving the door open for the two of you to explore something romantic with one another. That's to say they're flirting with you, they are, you know, trying to get something maybe physical going with you, or maybe they are, you know, just letting you know in some form or other they would be open to like going on a date or something along those lines. Super obvious one, of course, but they're not going to do this unless they actually have feelings for you and unless they actually are trying to gently nibble around the edges to see what your interest might be as well, too. Now, again, most people are going to have some degree of tact about this, so they're probably not going to come right out and say, like, hey, I think we should go on a date. Like, obviously, if they're going to do that, it means there's a very strong emotional level of interest on their part. Most likely, they're just going to be like, oh, yeah, like, we should hang out sometime, or, you know, something. They're probably going to try and play it cool in one form or other. That's how they're most likely going to do it, unless they just have, like, really strong feelings for you, or the two of you just have some sort of really open and honest communication. But if you're just, like, a normal person, and they're a normal person, they're probably going to try to do this with some degree of tact, because most people don't like to stick their necks out and really risk, you know, rejection, if you want to call it that. So they're going to try and play it off as something cool. That's number four there. And then number five, they actually have this ability to stay open and to connect with you in a really deep kind of way. Now, just like with touch, and just like with space for connection, people aren't going to go to a really deep place with you, especially given romantic past history with one another and all that, unless they have like a very strong sense of emotional feeling for you. If they're willing to go that far, if they're willing to open up and share meaningful feelings with you, then it shows that they are definitely open and exposing themselves to vulnerability with you. If they're able and willing to do that, it shows that they are willing and ready to connect on an emotional level with you in a very deep and meaningful sort of way. This isn't something that most people take very lightly, but if there is like a romantic connection between the two of you, if there's a romantic past between the two of you, this is something that someone is going to do if they're open to, you know, re-exploring that kind of connection. Now, of course, emotional connection is something that people often just leave to chance. You know, people talk about chemistry, people talk about, oh yeah, we just have chemistry. What you may not know is that you can actually intentionally create emotional connection with another person. That's where our advanced relational skills come into play. If you haven't already, I'd recommend that you check out this video playlist over here on advanced relational skills. We'll go into this in much greater detail. Anyway, check that out. Take care, and I'll talk to you next time.